Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
I love the United States. I mean, I love the USA for all the reasons most people love this country. But when I consider the creations that have come from this nation of immigrants, it just astounds me. Some of the world's greatest companies are founded in barns, garages, and kitchens somewhere between this shore and that shining shore. The United States has a rich history of amazing companies being founded across various industries. Some of the most notable include Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Tesla, Facebook, Netflix, Walt Disney, Ford, and IBM, just to name a few. These companies not only shaped their respective industries, but also had a profound impact on global business and culture. You know, I've often wondered what conditions exist within this country I now call home that facilitate the creation and growth of such companies. After some research, here's what I discovered. The US is a fertile environment for entrepreneurship because it combines talent, capital, freedom, and infrastructure in a way that few other countries can match. The top 10 reasons I could find to justify the richness of the soil across all this land are as follows. Number one, innovative culture. It encourages risk-taking and big ideas. Number two, access to capital. Strong venture capital and a funding ecosystem. Number three, top universities. They produce talent and breakthrough research. Number four, legal protections. This country has strong intellectual property protections and contract enforcement. Number five, an incredibly large market. It's a big unified consumer base. Number six, immigrant talent. It attracts global entrepreneurs. Number seven, startup hubs. They're really like ecosystems like Silicon Valley. They boost success. Number eight, government research and development. Funds foundational technologies. Number nine, hero entrepreneurs. This is a culture that celebrates business success. Number 10, global reach. These early movers with worldwide impact. One of the reasons I believe in capitalism is that it actually drives competition. For example, just last week, my wife wanted to order an item that she urgently needed from a massive online store that we've all heard of. You know, the one whose logo points from A to Z. Well, Gaynor was disappointed that she couldn't get the item until the following day. How dreadful. Resourcefully, she went onto the website of a big box retailer that has a store nearby. After about four clicks, the item was ordered, and within 2 hours, yes, 2 hours, it arrived on our doorstep. See, competition was the catalyst that created that level of customer responsiveness. Communism doesn't facilitate this level of commerce. In a nation that's built by dreamers and doers, capitalism isn't just an economic system, it's a catalyst for innovation, efficiency, and progress. From the hum of a garage startup to the hum of a delivery truck arriving just in time, the spirit of enterprise continues to thrive here. As someone who came here from England, I've always admired the ideals America stands for, but it's the everyday moments, like that delivery to our doorstep, that just astounds me. It's the way competition drives better service, how a wild idea in a garage can grow into a global force, and how a nation of immigrants continues to shape the future through grit, vision, and boundless possibility. You know, they always say the measure of a great country is if more people want to get in than want to get out. The United States doesn't just create companies, it cultivates ideas that change the world. And for that, I'm not just a believer in what this country has accomplished in the past, I'm really excited about it. What it will accomplish next. So if you're out there with an idea, no matter how small, rough, or unpolished, know this. You are in the right place. This country was built by people who dared to try, to fail, and to try again. So whether you're starting in a spare bedroom, a cluttered garage, or a cafe corner with a laptop and a dream, you're tapping into the same spirit that built giants. So don't wait for perfect conditions. The moment to begin is now, because in America, the next world-changing company could just as easily be yours.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.